Welcome to the Dash Mindset Podcast. I'm Sherry Zevenbergen. You were born, you're gonna die, and your adventure is your dash in between. So make the most of it. Unlock your potential in all aspects of your dash by embracing your uniqueness and living in a way that's authentic to you, not by doing more things, but by focusing on the right things. I'm a former corporate leader turned coach who's on my own journey, and I'm passionate about helping you on your journey too. So on the podcast, we'll explore how to live authentically by deciphering who you truly are and what you truly want. Are you ready to take a step toward designing your dash? Someday doesn't actually exist, so let's do it now. Hello, welcome to the Dash Mindset Podcast. This is Sherry Z.
I would love for you to think about a time when you have been watching Netflix. Let's say you're on the third episode of that night of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And you're telling yourself, seriously, I cannot watch the next episode. I have stuff to do. I have to get to bed so I can do all this stuff. But it feels like you just can't. And you're wondering, okay, how could I possibly go to bed? How could I possibly go to sleep not knowing if Midge gets the next gig? How could I possibly sleep not knowing what's going on with her and Joel? Maybe for you, it's not The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Maybe it's Bridgerton or Game of Thrones. Whatever it is, you cannot make yourself turn it off. So Netflix moves into the next episode because they're brilliant that way. And then when you finally turn it off, finally, you're reminded of the empty plate of chips and nacho cheese product next to you. You know what I mean? It's not even real cheese. There's no dairy in it. Maybe there are a couple beer bottles. Not for me because I don't like beer, although I wish I could. Or Coke bottles, whatever it is, whatever that thing is. And you're thinking, what the hell is wrong with me? Why can't I just not binge watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Why can't I just eat carrots and celery like other people? Maybe it's not that situation exactly. That is clearly just an example. But have you ever been in a situation like that where you find yourself questioning what's wrong with you and why you can't just be more something, more disciplined, more focused, why you can't just do what you know you're supposed to do, what you think you're supposed to do? Most of us happen. And maybe you're one of the few that hasn't. Maybe you're one of those people who questions what's wrong with everyone else in the world and thinks, if everyone else was just more disciplined, if everyone else had their stuff together, we wouldn't have all these lazy people in the world binge watching Netflix and eating cheese product. Now, I myself have found myself in both camps. Unfortunately, fortunately, I'm not sure. But I have been in the camp where I think, okay, on more occasions than the other, okay, seriously, why are people binge watching Netflix all the time and eating cheese product? I've been in both camps. It just depends upon the day. So today I'm talking about why we find ourselves in one of those camps, or potentially both. I want to assure you that there is nothing wrong with you or with anyone else. The thing is, we're just human, and being human can be hard. And each of us operates differently. Each of us has a hard time understanding the people in the other camp. Again, depending upon the way. It's just the way it is. It depends upon the day. But being human can be hard. So one of the reasons I'm sharing today is because this comes up with people a lot. It comes up within myself a lot. And also because I talked about control in my last episode. So in my last episode, I talked about the fact that most things are out of our control. The only thing that is within our control is ourselves, which can be super liberating on one hand, because we can free up all that mental space. We can stop thinking about all those things that we can't actually control because we just can't. And when I say that, I realize it's easier said than done, like most things, but it allows us to just free up our time, our energy, our space when we are deliberate about it. Yet on the other hand, it's super maddening when we find ourselves on the fourth episode of Mrs. Maisel and we're thinking, okay, I can control myself. Why am I eating a bucket of cheese product, right? So it can be liberating on one hand, and on the other, it can also be maddening because it feels like we should be able to control ourselves more than we seemingly can in some cases. So there are a lot of reasons for that. It's about willpower, environmental triggers, our desire to relax, our desire to escape, how much stress we're under, how much sleep we've had. There are a lot of factors. But today I'm going to talk specifically about how our strengths impact our ability to stop or not stop binge watching Netflix. Okay, we're going to talk about strengths specifically today. So our strengths are our natural talents, our natural abilities. It's what we naturally tend to think to do. And one of the things I love most about understanding our strengths is not just understanding what we naturally do well. I love helping people identify their strengths and understand them, live into them even more, but also what we don't naturally do well. It doesn't mean we can't do those things well. Just because some things are more of a strength than others does not mean that we can't do any of those other things. We absolutely can. However, when we recognize what's not as natural to us, it helps us release those things that are less natural. It helps us focus on what we naturally do well instead. And it allows us to stop beating ourselves up as much as we have a tendency to do, because that's one of the things we do as humans. So how this relates to binge watching Netflix has to do specifically with our executing strengths. And that's one of the four categories of strengths. And as much as I could go into all the others, I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to focus specifically on executing. So our executing strengths are how we get things done. They explain how an individual pushes toward results. So some people have primarily executing strengths, and it's difficult for them to understand the people who don't. They're the ones thinking, okay, why can't anyone else get anything done? Why are all these people sitting around watching Netflix all the time, right? That's just the way they're wired. And just like any strengths, it's difficult to understand when other people don't operate the way we do. It's difficult to understand when other people have different strengths we do, because we just operate the way we do. So whether you have primarily executing strengths and have a hard time understanding people who don't, or whether you are one of those people who don't have as many executing strengths, I want to help you understand why there's nothing wrong with you when you're binge watching, okay? So the specific executing strengths that come to mind when I think about binge watching Netflix and why we have a hard time stopping sometimes is these. So we have responsibility, achiever, focus, discipline, consistency, and I can see competition playing into potentially. So I want to talk about each of those. And you may or may not know your strengths based upon Gallup Strengths Finder. If you do, just think through these. But even if you don't, I'm going to explain each of these a little bit to help you kind of understand and help you recognize, okay, would this be a strength of mine or not? Again, if it's not a strength of yours and it's not as natural for you, it does not mean you are not these things. It does not mean you have an inability to be these things. It's just not as natural for you. So the first one that comes to mind is responsibility. And responsibility is the natural tendency to take psychological ownership of what you say you're going to do. It does not mean if you don't have this in your top five strengths that you're irresponsible, okay? But it's just less natural. So it's taking psychological ownership of what you say you're going to do. For me, this happens to be my number one strength. If it's not for you, it does not mean you're irresponsible. Again, just want to emphasize that. But I'm just going to share which ones, where each of these strengths falls for me to kind of give you an example of how these could play out, okay? So responsibility happens to be my number one strength. So I find it relatively easy to take ownership of what I say I'm going to do. Now, this is definitely impacted, as it is for all of us, by my other top strengths. So sometimes they almost conflict with one another. They are impacted by my other strengths. However, it is relatively natural for me. So when it comes to binge watching Mrs. Maisel, for instance, I have a hard time. I get really frustrated with myself because I think, okay, come on, Sherry, just turn it off. You have stuff to do. But at the same time, I can also talk myself into continuing to watch it because maybe I told my husband I was going to watch Netflix with him. Maybe I told him, hey, let's catch up on the most recent episodes of Mrs. Maisel. So, you know, I want to take psychological ownership for that. I want to say, okay, yeah, we're watching this. I told you we would. We're doing it. So it can impact us either positively or negatively, depending upon the stance we're taking at a particular time, right? So responsibility is one of those things that can really play in because that's an executing strength. Achiever is another one. People who are naturally achievers, or I should say they have a tendency to achieve, they're exceptionally talented in achieving, those are the people who work hard. They possess a great deal of stamina. They want to get it done and they have intense diligence. Again, if this isn't one of your top strengths, it doesn't mean you have no stamina. It doesn't mean you're not a hard worker, any of those things. But the people who are exceptionally talented in it and who it comes to most naturally to, they just have a lot of stamina and they just naturally do it. Sometimes it's hard to shut those people off. Now, achievers might have, or people who have achiever tendencies, I should say, those people might have an easier time turning off Netflix because they're thinking, okay, I have stuff to achieve tomorrow. I have stuff to get done. On the other hand, they might be able to talk themselves into watching Mrs. Maisel because they think, oh, wait a minute, I can do this. I have so much stamina. And they're not actually thinking this through consciously, right? But I have so much stamina, I can stay up all night watching Mrs. Maisel and I can still get all my other stuff done tomorrow because they have so much stamina and they want to get it done and they're going to get it done. Now, achiever for me is number 10 out of 34 strengths. It actually was in my top five long ago when I was at a different place in life. I'm pretty excited that it has gone to number 10 because I find myself less exhausted, but it still very much plays a role. And so it is hard for me sometimes to just shut it off. And so if you have achiever tendencies, you know what I'm talking about. You might be one of those people who really confuses your spouse or whomever else is in your life because you just keep going and they're telling you, just stop, just go to bed. And you're like, what? Why would I even do that? Why would I go to bed when I have this thing to get done, right? So if you have achiever tendencies, this is going to resonate for you. So responsibility and achiever definitely play a role in binge watching Netflix. Sometimes it's going to allow you to keep watching. Sometimes it's going to make it easier for you to shut down. Okay, focus. So focus is all about setting goals and identifying priorities. People who have focus tendencies can take direction. They take a particular direction. They follow through. Now, focus is one of those strengths that's actually pretty rare. It's in the bottom quartile. When we think about everyone in society and all 34 strengths, that is one of the rarest. So people who have focus have a tendency to question other people who don't, right? Because it's so easy if focus is one of your, is just natural to you to think, okay, why can't these other people just focus? Why can't they just shut off Netflix and focus on what they need to focus on, right? And I have found myself, so this one happens to be my number 7. So I have an ability to focus. That's pretty natural, not as natural as some of my other strengths, but it's relatively natural for me. And I have found, well, earlier when my kiddos were younger, I found myself telling my son, focus, just focus. He'd be doing his homework. And it was so hard for me to understand why he couldn't just sit down and just do the homework. And then it occurred to me, I might as well be saying purple zebras with polka dots to him because it made just as much sense because that's just not as natural for him. And so I stopped because there's no reason for me to talk about purple zebras. It's not helpful in getting his assignment done, right? So focus is one of those things that if we have a natural tendency to focus, it might be easier to turn off Netflix because we might be focusing on, okay, here's the thing I got to do tomorrow. And we're just going to get it done. And that's what the priority is. Now, for me, this happens, like I said, to be my number seven. So I can also, it helps me to shut it down. However, sometimes it makes it harder to shut down Netflix because I'm so focused on it, right? And I can think, okay, wait a minute. I can set goals. I can identify priorities pretty quickly. Well, maybe at that point in time, I'm considering Mrs. Maisel to be my priority because I'm able to adjust them pretty quickly. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I haven't seen this most recent episode and it's something I'm really enjoying and I do need to relax. And, you know, I did tell my husband that I'd watch it with him. So sometimes that can be a barrier in shutting off Netflix. I hope this makes sense. Every strength is a strength and it also has a shadow side if it prevents us from being as productive to ourselves as we want to be. When I say productive, I don't mean just getting stuff done, but if it stops serving us in a positive way. Okay. So that's focus. And people who aren't as strong in responsibility, achiever, focus, they might question, okay, why can't I do this thing? Why can't I just shut it down? And it's just might not be as natural. Okay, now I'm going to get into the other three that I mentioned. So we talked about responsibility, achiever, focus. Now I'm going to talk about discipline. Discipline is a word that we use it quite a bit, especially when we're beating ourselves up and especially when we're judging other people. Because I think each of us feels like, oh, if I could just be more disciplined. And sometimes we think, okay, if they would just be more disciplined, right? So discipline is really about, it's best described by the order someone creates. And people who have discipline as one of their natural strengths, they enjoy structure. They enjoy routine. So if someone is particularly disciplined and they find themselves to just naturally be disciplined, it's really hard for them to understand why someone else wouldn't be because they view routine and structure as a good thing, as a almost a required thing. So if someone is disciplined, it might be particularly easy for them to shut off Netflix because they're thinking, okay, wait, this is not part of my routine. This is not part of my structure. This is not serving me. I have stuff to do tomorrow. I'm just going to shut it off. And the people who are watching Netflix might be thinking, oh, why can't I just be more disciplined like other people? Why can't I just do that? What is wrong with me? Why am I eating, you know, this fake cheese? Why can't I just be eating carrots and celery, right? Well, the truth about discipline is this not just something that we just have and that we just, you know, should have. Discipline is rare, like focus is. It's not one of those things that just comes naturally to us. I am not suggesting in any way that any of these things that aren't natural to us aren't things we should strive to have. I just want to emphasize the fact that if they're not as natural for us, it's easy to beat ourselves up about it. And I really encourage you to stop beating yourself up and just release that and say, okay, maybe discipline isn't as natural for me, but I'm going to focus on the things that are. So discipline is routine, it's structure. It may or may not be natural for most people, and that you are not worthless if you're eating cheese and watching Netflix, because it's really difficult for most people to be disciplined, okay? It's something to strive for if that's what you want to do, but just stop beating yourself up. Okay, consistency. I want to talk a little bit about consistency. Consistency is also an executing strength, which is how somebody gets something done. People who have the consistency strength as one of their top strengths crave stable routines. They crave clear rules. They crave clear procedures. So similar to discipline in that they really want clarity and they want and thrive on routine. Consistency is also a relatively rare strength. So if you are feeling like, okay, why can't I just be consistent? Why can't I just go to bed at the same time each night? Why am I finding myself staying up until 2 a.m. watching Bridgerton? It could be that consistency is not as natural for you. And if you're one of those people that's questioning why everybody else is staying up until 2 a.m. watching Bridgerton, it could be that it is natural for you. And it's just hard to understand why it's less natural for other people. So maybe you have a situation with a spouse who has consistency and maybe you don't. And your spouse is always questioning, why can't you just go to bed? Why are you staying up until 2 a.m? And maybe you're questioning too. Yeah, why am I doing that? And why can you just go to bed and I can't? It could just be that you have, one of you has consistency as a strength and the other doesn't. Again, doesn't mean you're terribly inconsistent all the time and you can't be consistent, but it's just not as natural. So both discipline and consistency are pretty rare. For me, discipline is my number 27 out of 34 strengths. I am not a big fan of routine and structure. It's not natural for me. And I find myself questioning a lot of days, why can't I just be more disciplined? Oh, that's right. It's not natural for me. Consistency is number 22 for me out of 34. And I have a really hard time being consistent. It's really funny to me because I'm a former auditor and consistency was something that I had to strive for. And I was, but it's exhausting for me to be consistent. I really like shaking things up and I like some level of routine, but not as much as people who have that as a natural strength. So that one is rare as well. And then competition is another one that comes to mind. That might or might not play into binge watching Netflix. It might play in if somebody has a particular competition the next day. They're just going to shut off Netflix. Because people who have competition as one of their primary strengths, they measure the progress against the performance of others. They want to be in first place all the time. That's just how they're wired. You know, the people who, they're playing Monopoly against their kids and they don't want their kids to win because they want to be in first place instead. Those people likely have competition as one of their strengths. Competition for me is my number 32 out of 34. I could not care less if I win at Monopoly. That is one of the reasons why I don't play Monopoly, because if I play against someone who has competition as a natural strength, they're going to be wildly confused and frustrated playing Monopoly with me because I don't care and they do. So if someone has competition as a natural strength, and let's say they have something going on the next day and they want to be first place and they're performing against other people, they're going to shut Netflix down at 8 and get to bed because they do not want anything to get in their way of them being first the next day. I, on the other hand, I'm not competing against anyone. I couldn't care. So even if I was running, let's say I was competing in a triathlon the next day. All right, good deal. As long as I finish, I'll be fine. So I would be more likely to continue watching Netflix. So I hope that is helping you release some of the things that are less natural to you. I hope that helps you recognize that if you are ever doing something, whether it's Netflix or playing, what's that game, Candy Crush on your phone, or just sitting down and eating, a gallon of ice cream, whatever that is, I'm not saying all of those things are healthy and doing them all the time is going to be in your best interest. However, if you find yourself doing something like that, I encourage you to really recognize the reason behind it. There are, again, like I said, there are lots of reasons. There are emotional triggers, lots of psychology around it. However, when it comes to your strengths, recognizing what is natural for you and what's less natural for you is going to allow you to put your focus on the right things and stop beating yourself up as much. Recognize that there are some strengths that just aren't in your top five. They're just less natural for you. And that's okay. It will help you release those things and stop beating yourself up. So again, responsibility is one of the executing strengths, doing what you say you're going to do, taking ownership. Achiever is another executing strength that might play a factor. That is having stamina, being hardworking, intense diligence. That might play a factor. Focus, taking a direction, following through, making corrections that are necessary to stay on track. That might be a factor. That one's rare. Discipline, enjoying routine and structure, creating order. That's a rare one too. And most people think they need to have it and question why they don't. Consistency is all about routines and clear rules and procedures. Again, that one's pretty rare. And a lot of people question why they can't just be more consistent, right? And competition, that's a pretty rare one too. And generally people know if you have it or if you don't. So I hope that's helpful in some way. Again, I really love helping people identify what their strengths are, really lean into those, because it's really hard to see the things that are good about ourselves. And lean into those, understand what they are, recognize them as strengths, and focusing as much on those things that aren't strengths or aren't as natural for you. So hopefully this helps in some way. Please reach out with whatever questions you have, with whatever scenarios you have. I hope this helps you stop beating yourself up. And remember, everyone has just one dash between birth and death. And I want you to make it matter and help others make theirs matter too. Thanks. I will see you soon. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to the Dash Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcast player, tell your friends, and leave us a review. Follow me on my social media platforms highlighted in the show notes and get in touch with me at thedashmindset.com. Share the topics you'd like me to explore in future episodes. Thanks again for listening to the Dash Mindset Podcast. We'll see you next time. Design and differentiate your dash your way and make today amazing.